开始还是来读一些主的话，请我们翻到启示录第二章。
Let us start by reading the word of the Lord. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第七节。
Revelation 2:7.
启示录第二章第七节。
Revelation 2:7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
然后我们翻到路加福音。
Please turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
二十一章。
Luke 21.
路加福音二十一章第七节。
Luke 21:7.
他们问他说，夫子，什么时候有这事呢？这事将到的时候有什么预兆呢？
So they asked him, saying, Teacher, but when will these things be, and what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?
越过读第十到十一节。
We'll read verse 10 and verse 11.
当时耶稣对他们说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大大震动。多处必有饥荒、瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
然后我们越过读二十五节到二十八节。
Verse 25 to verse 28.
日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就惶惶不定，天势都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临，一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads.Because your redemption draws near.
我们越过读三十二节。
32.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place.
34到三十六。
34 to 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
最后我们翻到希伯来书十二章。
Finally, let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
26到29节。
26 to 29.
上一次我们的弟兄同我们读过，我们再读一遍。
Last time our brother had already read this, we will read it again.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
我想自国内新冠肺炎瘟疫的爆发已经有一个月了。
I think since the coronavirus outbreak has been about a month.
并且今年从年初到现在，全球就发生很多很多的事情。
And from the beginning of this year, globally there's a lot of things that are happening.
上礼拜我们弟兄伟修跟我们交通道。
Last week our brother Benjamin shared with us.
神借着这许多的事情，要跟我们说话。
God will speak to us through these many things.
还要借着这次震动来振兴我们。
By this shaking that he will wake us up.
在这个月的一个月的时间里面，我确实我的心被震动。
In this past month, indeed, my heart was shaken.
1月20号
January 20th.
武汉的肺炎大爆发。
The coronavirus in Wuhan had an outbreak.
我想大家都看到那个新闻。
I think many have seen this news.
开始报道有人死掉。
There are some people who died.
开始报道武汉，甚至到湖北省，整个都封城了。
And in Wuhan city and even the entire county of Hubei has been quarantined.
其他的省市也都采取了一定程度的隔离。
And other cities and counties have also quarantined themselves to some degree.
我当时听到这些消息的时候，我心里面很沉重。
When I heard these news, my heart is heavy.
就好像整个生活笼罩了一层阴影。
There seems to be a dark cloud in all of living.
心里面有感觉，好像这个病毒随时可以到我们这里。
My feeling was that this virus could spread to us anytime.
1月26号，就是一个礼拜左右以后。
January 26th, about a week after.
中部时间的午间，就是我们主日聚会结束以后。
After our Sunday meeting.
那个非常著名的球星科比去世了。
There's a famous basketball player, Kobe, passed away.
他死于他私人直升机的坠毁。
He died because his private helicopter malfunctioned.
当时他的大女儿也在那架飞机上面。
And his eldest daughter is also on that helicopter.
我记得中学时期的时候，我们这些男生都非常喜欢看他打球。
I remember in middle school days, all the boys liked watching him play basketball.
有时候季后赛的时候，就是可能考试非常紧张，我们还会聚在食堂里面看他打球。
Sometimes after postseason, in playoffs, they even when we had tests.We would still gather in the cafeteria and watch him play.
我不知道你们啊，科比对于我来讲是我们这一代人的一个标志性的人物。
I don't know about you, but for me, Kobe is one of the symbolic people of this age.
他才退役两年的时间。
He
just retired.
He retired 2 years ago.
但是他以我们想象不到的方式，在我们想不到的时间和地点，就这样过去了。
But he passed away in a manner that we could not have expected at a time we did not expect.
并且一个美好的家庭就这样破碎了。
And a wonderful family was ripped apart because of this.
北京时间二月六号晚上，就是明州时间的早上。我们知道，如果你们是听过这个消息的话，就是国内有一位医生叫李文亮医生过世了。
On February 6th in China, evening, which is morning here, some famous doctor called Li Wenliang passed away.
我知道在朋友圈里面，很多人都义愤填膺，发出很多声音。
And amongst the friend circles, there's a lot of comments.
但你们知道吗？也是在同一个晚上，就是在我们美国时间这里九点半左右。
On the same night, in the U.S. time, about 9:30 p.m.
我收到我爷爷去世的消息。
I received news that my grandfather passed away.
还有很多。
There's a lot of other things.
澳大利亚的山火。
The fire in Australia.
非洲的荒灾。
The famine in Africa.
最近发生这些事情让我越发的感觉主的话是真实的。
When these things happen, the feeling I have is the Lord's word is true.
他的预言是准确的。
His prophecy is accurate.
主再来的日子实在是迫近。
The Lord's coming is drawing near.
主已经清清楚楚地告诉我们，他说多处必有饥荒、瘟疫。
He very clearly told us many places there'll be famines.
地要大大的震动。
And the earth will quake.
他这里讲是多处的，不是一处的。
Here it says various places, not just one place.
如果是一处的
，if it's just one place,
那我们觉得也不稀奇。
Then we don't find it any marvel.
但主说是多处的。
But the Lord says many places.
并且我们知道确实是一起来的。
And in fact, these happen at the same time.
并且只有在我们这样的这个时代里面。我们才都能够在同一个时间里面知道这些消息。
And only in this day and age that we can receive this news all simultaneously.
并且主说，那日子像网罗忽然临到。
And the Lord says that day will come like a snare suddenly.
我们知道这次瘟疫对我们来讲好像真的是忽然临到一样。
We know that this virus outbreak really seems like it came suddenly.
众人还在吃喝的时候。
When people are still eating and drinking,
还在那边摆万人宴的时候
and they are still enjoying the pleasures of the world,
网罗已经不知不觉临到
the snare came unexpectedly,
瘟疫已经不知不觉进到他们中间
the plague had entered into them without them knowing,
他们反应过来的时候
by the time they found out, it was too late.
这段时间我在主面前真的思想了很多，寻求了很多。
During this time, indeed, I have spent a lot of time meditating and seeking before the Lord.
我实在感觉主今天怜悯我们。
I feel that the Lord have mercy on us today.
他兴起这些环境，为要唤醒我们。
He has caused these things to happen in order to wake us up.
因为我们过惯了安逸的生活，我们过惯了放松的生活。
Because we're used to a relaxed life, we're used.To a life of ease.
他也知道我们肉体中间的软弱。
He knows the weakness in our flesh.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你们怎么样？
How are you?
你们的心里面有被震动吗？
Is your heart shaken?
你们听见主在呼召我们吗？
Do you hear the Lord calling us?
你们被震醒了吗？
Are you awakened by this shaking?
还是你们只是听到新闻上关于这次疫情绝望的信息？或者是网络上人生的喧哗呢
？Or perhaps you've just heard the news, or online.
但听不见主的脚步声。
But you cannot hear the footsteps of our Lord.
你们是否只看见那震动，却没有看见那震动背后神的手
？Do you only see the shaking and not the hand of God who shakes that thing from behind?
希望我们都能够被震醒。
May we all be shaken and awake.
前段时间，新强跟我说有一本书的名字。
A while ago, our brother Adrian mentioned to me a book.
The name of a book.
A name of a book.
叫做你永远无法叫醒一个装睡的人。
You can never wake up the person who is pretending to sleep.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天真的睡着了。
Brothers and sisters, if we're truly asleep,
我们应该是能够被震醒的。
Then we can be awakened.
为什么我们醒不过来
？How come we cannot be awakened?
因为可能我们今天在装睡。
Because perhaps today we are pretending to sleep.
可能我们故意不要听，我们故意要逃避。
We don't want to listen and we want to flee from this.
可能我们里面带着一颗悖逆、背叛的灵。
Perhaps we have a rebellious spirit within.
我们选择不被叫醒，我们选择不听。
We choose not to listen. We choose not to be awakened.
希望在这里面没有一个人是装睡的。
May it be that none of us here would be in that situation.
求神今天来呼召我们。
May God call us today.
我今天愿意交通的题目是神在呼召得胜者。
Today, the topic I would like to share is God is calling overcomers.
我愿意也从震动的角度分享四个大点。
From the direction of shaking, I want to share four main points.
一个是审判和结局。
The first is judgment and the end.
第二点，得胜者的呼召。
The second is the calling of overcomers.
第三点，呼召我们的主。
The third is the Lord who calls us.
第四点，回应呼召的人。
The fourth is the people who responds to his call.
我今天的交通不重在解释什么是得胜者，什么是护照。
Today, my sharing will not be focused on explaining what is an overcomer or what is a calling.
那是重在劝勉。
But rather, it is heavy on exhortation.
所以，如果弟兄姊妹你们有一些点不太了解的话，可以彼此的交通，可以询问一些弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, so if you have any questions about the content, you could have sharing with one another.
我愿意交通第一点，审判和解决。
I would like to start on my first point, the judgment and the end.
神借着震动。今天让我们看到这个世界的结局。
From shaking, God shows us the end for this age.
约翰跟我们讲，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
John tells us that this world and everything of this world will pass away.
在这一次震动里面，我们看到生命会过去。
During this shaking, we see that life can pass away.
美满的家庭会过去。
A wonderful family can pass away.
财富会过去。
Wealth can pass away.
舒适安逸的生活。会过去。
Ease and relaxed life can pass.
一个城市可以毁灭，甚至一个国家可以倾覆。
A city can be destroyed, even a country can be made into turmoil.
所以今天借着这个震动，乃是要我们看到那将来的结局。
So from this shaking, God wants us to see the end.
是借着这个震动，让我们看到有一些事物是可以被挪去的，是可以被震掉的。
Through this shaking, we can see that there are things that can be shaken.
他今天借着这些震动要警告我们有一个结局的。
Through these shaking, he warns us that there is an end.
孙弟兄前段时间跟我们交通到，他里面感觉这一次的瘟疫乃是神审判的时候，乃是神的警告。
Brother Sun has shared with us recently that this time the plague seems like the hand of the wrath of God, and it is his judgment.
如果我们经历过主的管教
If we have experienced the discipline of the Lord
我们一定碰见过主管教的手
Then we have of course met the disciplining hand of the Lord
我们也一定碰过他 神的审判和公义
We have also met God's righteousness and His judgment
这次瘟疫的发生我里面感觉我碰到神的手
This time during the plague I felt within that I have met the Lord's hand
这一只手不但是告诉我们，给我们看到他的愤怒。
It's on one hand, this hand shows us of his wrath.
更是让我们要碰到主的再来。
Even more so to let us touch his return.
这只手乃是在警告我们，我们要他要引导我们去看见将来那一个审判。
This hand warns us that we could see the judgment that is to come.
我们知道主第一次来乃是带下恩典。
We know that when the Lord came the first time, He brought down grace.
但他第二次来，乃是再下审判。
The second time, He'll bring down judgment.
圣经也告诉我们，审判要从神家起手。
And the Bible tells us that judgment will start from the household of God.
对我们神的儿女来讲，最重要的那一个审判，就是基督台前的审判。
To God's children, the most important judgment is the judgment seat of Christ.
我感觉我们今天必须要来看重基督台前的审判。
I feel like today we need to pay attention and honor the judgment seat.
看重我们将来的结局。
That we would pay attention and care about our end.
今天的震动还不是最可怕的。
Today's shaking is not the most severe.
因为我们还可以悔改，我们还有机会。
Because we can still repent, we still have an opportunity.
将来在基督台前的审判，我们没有机会再悔改了。
But that day before the judgment seat of Christ, we will have no opportunity to repent.
保罗告诉我，个人乃是要照着自己的行为，或善或恶，受报。
Paul tells us that we will be rewarded according to our works, whether good or evil.
我们来看诗篇九十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
我们就不读英文了。
We will not read this in English.
我给弟兄姊妹先读第一节。住在至高者隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。第五到第八节。
Verse 1, verse 5
and 8.
Verse 5 to 8.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边， 这灾却不得宁静。你为亲眼观看，见恶人遭报。这个诗篇给我们看到，有一个人他是住在至高者的荫处，全能者的荫下，隐秘处。
Here we see that there is a person who is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty.
当瘟疫横行的时候
When the plague is spreading,
千人扑倒在地他旁边，万人扑倒在他右边。
A thousand may fall at his side and 10,000 at his right hand.
也就是说，他旁边所有人都倒下。
Everyone around him will fall.
但只有他还站立。
But he will still stand.
只有他没有倒下。
He did not fall.
我们拿这个诗篇常常来安慰我们自己。
We often use this psalm to comfort ourselves.
来劝勉我们自己。
To exhort ourselves.
我们若住在至高者的隐秘处，我们就不会遭害。
If we're living under the shadow of his wings, then we will not fall into this situation.
但是我感觉主在这里是给我们看到一件超过这个安慰而已的事情。
But I feel that the Lord is showing us something beyond just comfort.
他给我们看到的是一幅神震动和审判的图画。
He shows us a picture of God's judgment and shaking.
我们看见所有人都被震动了。
We see everyone is shaken.
唯有这个人没有被震动。
Only this person was not shaken.
所有人都倒下了。
Everyone fell.
唯有那住在主里的这个人没有倒下。
But this person who dwells under the shadow did not fall.
并不是这个人有什么特别的。
It's not something special about this person.
也不是这个人有什么神奇的。
It is not something miraculous about this person.
那是因为在他里面有一样东西是不可以被震动的。
But rather, within this person, there's something that cannot be shaken.
We know
that this life we are building.
We know that this life we are building. We
know that this we are building. What we are serving, that is our building.
保罗跟我们讲，我们或是用金银宝石。或是用草木和剑。
Paul tells us that either we use gold, silver, or precious stones to build, or we use hay, wood, and stubble.
金银宝石乃是基督的生命坐在我们身上的。
Gold, silver, and precious stone is the life of Christ being done in our life.
用基督的生命去生活，去侍奉。
To live according to the Christ's life, to serve according to Christ's life.
经过十字架对付。
And it is after it is gone through the dealing of the cross.
草木和剑。
For wood, hay, and stubble.
是出于我们的罪和肉体。
It is out of our sinful nature and our flesh.
那是照着我们的私欲去生活，照着我们的喜好。
We live according to our own pleasures and our own preferences.
不照着神的意思来侍奉。
Not according to God's way to serve Him.
我们在基督台前的时候。
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
那一天，我们一生的建造都要显在神的面前。
That day, our life's building. Work will be shown before him.
凡不是出于主的，都要被焚烧。
Whatever is not of the Lord will be burnt up.
都要被震动。
Will be shaken.
都不能站住。
Cannot stand.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们波饼聚会结束，波饼聚会最后的时候，我们唱一首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, at the end of the breaking of bread, we sang a hymn.
如果主现在就来。
What if it were today?
当然，那首诗歌很荣耀。
Of course, that song is very glorious.
但是我们要知道，主一回来，我们就站在他审判台前。
But we also remember that when the moment the Lord returns, we will stand in front of His judgment.
他一回来，我们里面真实的情况就被照亮。
The moment He returns, the true condition within us will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，你有想过，如果今天主回来站在你的面前？
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about if the Lord returns today and stands before you?
他定睛看着你。
He fixes his gaze on you.
他的眼中充满了慈爱。
His eyes are filled with gentleness.
也充满了公义。
But also filled with righteousness.
他把我们这一生都看透。
He will see through our entire lives.
我们的反应会是怎么样？
What would be our reaction?
我们是满脸的羞愧，全身的发颤，不敢看主，不敢靠近主。
Will we be ashamed and trembling and unable to look at our Lord?
我们是不是发现我们这一生的建造，我们这一生的精华都被烧尽了？
Will we realize that whatever we have built in this life is burnt up?
我们是不是会发现我是一个赤身露体无比可怜的状态
Well, we find out that we are naked before him and helpless.
还是我们能够抬起头来坦然无惧地看着他
Or can we lift up our heads boldly without fear and look at him?
我感觉最可怕的还不是外面的黑暗
I feel the most dreadful thing is not the outward darkness.
乃是咬牙切齿
But rather it's the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
追悔莫及
It is the regret.
因为到那个时候我们再没有机会从头开始走我们在地上这条路没有再有机会了
Because at that time we would no longer have an opportunity to start over and walk the life that we ought to have lived.
我们没有机会再重新来做选择
We do not have an opportunity to once again choose what we ought to have chosen.
我们也没有机会再背起自己的十字架为主在地上而活
We would no longer have an opportunity to carry our cross on this earth to live and walk for our Lord.
我们没有再有机会了
We will no longer have that opportunity.
我们在这一生上所剩下的除了仅仅得救以外没有什么永远的价值
Then what we will have is just barely faith and there will be no other value.
弟兄姊妹，我交通基督台前的审判。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sharing regarding the judgment seat of Christ.
乃是为了警示我们今天在地上要留心神的呼召。
It is to warn us that we should pay attention to God's call.
要郑重圣灵的声音。
To honor the voice of the Holy Spirit.
因为神的审判的标准乃是根据他今天在我们地上的呼召
Because God's standard for judgment is according to the calling which he has called us.
我们若要在那一天能够站立在他的面前
If that day we want to be able to stand before him.
我们若要经过基督台前审判的火
If we want to be able to pass through the fire of the judgment seat of Christ.
我们今天在地上必须要起来回应他的呼召
Today on this earth we need to rise up and answer his call
遵他旨意而行
To walk according to his will
第二点
Second point
得胜者的呼召
The calling of overcomers
很简单的交通一下
I'll share very simply
我想我们都非常熟悉这个得胜者我们听了很多的道
We are familiar with this concept of overcomers We have heard a lot of messages
今天关键不是有没有听见过不是有没有懂是什么是得胜者。
The key today is not whether you have heard about messages of overcomers or understood what is an overcomer.
今天的关键还是我们有没有听到得胜者的呼召。
Today the key is whether we have heard the call of overcomers.
有没有起来回应。
And did we rise up and answer the call?
神界的震动一面让我们看到那将来的审判。
Through shaking, God shows us on one hand the judgment that is to come.
但一面更是在告诉我们他仍然宽容我。
On the other hand, more so, he's showing us that he is still showing us mercy.
他仍然给我们机会，给我们时间。
He still gives us opportunity. He still gives us time.
他仍然在呼召我们跟随他。
He's still calling us to follow him.
主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned.
因为他的在地上的旨意还没有成就。
Because the will he has for this earth has not been fulfilled.
他在地上的工作还没有完成。
His work on this earth.Is not accomplished yet.
在地上还有未得着的人。
There are still those he have not apprehended on this earth.
他盼望今天借着得着得胜者在地上建立天国。
Today, his desire is to apprehend those overcomers on this earth that he can bring heaven to earth today.
并且来得着全教会。
And through it, to apprehend the whole church.
他要得着一批爱他、关心他旨意的人。
He wants to apprehend a group of people who cares about him, his will, and loves him.
并且愿意为着他的旨意完全奉献，不顾一切的人。
And willing to sacrifice all and does not care about anything else for his will.
今天主的呼召非常的简单。
Today the Lord's call is very simple.
你愿意撇下一切跟从我吗？
Are you willing to cast away everything?
你愿意为着我的旨意而生活吗？
Are you willing to live according to my will?
你愿意做一个得胜者，成为催促我回来的人吗？
Are you willing to be an overcomer to hasten my return?
刚刚我们波饼聚会里面有很多弟兄姊妹说，愿我们成为一个催促主回来的人。
Brothers and sisters, many have prayed during breaking bread this morning that may we be a people who hasten his return.
只有愿意回应这呼召的人，才能说主，求你快来。
Only those today who are willing to answer this call can say, Lord, may you come.
第三点，呼召我们的主。
The third is the Lord who calls.
他的呼召显出他的爱。
His call reveals his love.
这是一位爱我们的神向我们发出的呼召。
This is a call from a God who loves us.
我们刚才在启示录里面读到，凡圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
We have already read from the book of Revelation. Whoever, let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
乃是向众教会所发出的呼召。
It is a calling to the many churches.
这个呼召是普遍性的呼召。
This calling is a universal calling.
是对所有的圣徒，对所有信主重生得救的人的呼召。
It is a calling to all believers, all who have been born again.
是不分时空，不分宗派。
There is no distinction of space and time. There is no distinction of denomination.
向所有信他的人的呼召。
It is a call to all those who believe him.
因为他爱每一个属他的人。
Because he loves every single one who belongs to him.
彼得后书三章九节说，他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Second Peter 3 says that he does not want any to fall into destruction, but he wants everyone to repent.
他不愿意看到任何一个人沉沦。
He does not want anyone to be fall into destruction.
他不愿意看到任何一个人不悔改。
He does not want to see any single person not repent.
他不愿意漏掉今天在我们里面任何一个人。
He does not want to pass by any one of us today.
他乃是盼望我们每一个人都能够起来做一个得胜者。
His desire is for every single one of us to rise up and be an overcomer.
都能够有份于他荣耀的旨意。
That we can be part of his glorious will.
都能够进入基督的丰富。
That we can enter into the abundantness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你还感觉说主不爱你吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still feel that the Lord does not love you?
你感觉说主爱他不爱我吗？
Do you feel the Lord loves the other person and not me?
或只呼召他不呼召我？
Or perhaps only calls the other and not me?
那是魔鬼的谎言。
That is a lie of the devil.
因为主爱你，他正在呼召你。
Because the Lord loves you and He is calling you now.
他不愿意把你漏掉。
He does not want you to pass you by.
第二，主的呼召是迫切的。
Second.The Lord's call is earnest.
如果我们看启示录里面，他说凡有耳的就应当听，那个耳朵在原文里面是单数。
If we look at Revelation, it says he who has an ear, it's a singular, an ear.
正常的人是两只耳朵。
A normal person has two ears.
但这里讲，你有一只耳朵，你就应当听。
Here it says if you have an ear, let him hear.
他迫切盼望，哪怕今天我们属灵生命变样了，我们属灵生命残疾了。到只有一只耳朵了，他还是希望我们能够听到。
Today, when our spiritual condition is so poor that it's abnormal, we only have one ear, he still wants us to hear.
哪怕今天我们捂住了耳朵，不要听，他仍然盼望，哪怕有一点点的缝隙，他还要说在我们里面。
If we stopped our ear and does not want to hear, he still wants us to hear.
求主让我们今天能够真的听见圣灵向我们说的话。
May the Lord truly allow us to hear what the Spirit has to say to us.
第三点,
the third point.
他尊重我们的自由意志。
He respects our free will.
我们知道我们的神乃是全能的，他命立就立，要废就废。
We know that our Lord is almighty, and whatever he says, it comes into being.
没有一件事他想做而做不成，他说了而不成就的。
There is nothing that he wants that will not be accomplished, that he says and will not come to pass.
这一位三位一体的神，父、子、圣灵。一起的做工来拯救我们。
This triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit works together in order to save.
他把那个救恩预备好了。
He has prepared the salvation.
他把那个跟随他的道路预备好了。
He has prepared a way to follow him.
他已经做成了一切。
He has already accomplished everything.
但是今天神在一件事情上好像显出是无能的。
But there's one thing that today that the Lord seemingly shows that he is powerless.
好像做不了什么。
It seems like he cannot do anything.
那就是在我们自由意志的面前。
It is before our free will.
我们的神，他从来不强逼我们，也从来不勉强我们。
Our God will never force us.
他尊重我们的选择。
He respects our choice.
神的爱深到一个地步。
God's love is so deep to a point.
他虽然心中迫切，极其的火热。
Even though he is earnest and he is zealous for us.
然而他如同自我限制一般。不用他全能的手来强逼我们。
But he seems to constrain himself and does not use his almighty hand to force us.
他要的乃是我们今天甘心乐意。
what he wants is for us to willingly choose him.
他要的乃是一个爱的关系。
He wants a relationship out of love.
他所立的约乃是爱的盟约。
The covenant that he has established is a covenant of love.
他必须要等我们愿意。
He needs to wait until we are willing.
因此，今天回应这得胜者呼召的是少的。
Therefore, those who answer this call of overcomers is few.
他虽然发慌，我们所有人都起来回应。
Even though he desires that all of us respond.
他因着他尊重我们。
But because he respects us.
因着他不强逼我。
Because he does not force us.
他好像在那里跟我们妥协。
It is as if he has compromised with us.
他说凡得胜的。
He says, those who overcome.
有那么几个得胜的。
Those few that overcome.
当他说这句话的时候。
When he's saying this,
他心里面是何等的忧伤。
There's full of sorrow in his heart.
第四点。
Fourth point.
他乃是恒久忍耐，永不放弃。
He is patient and persistent.
虽然今天回应他呼召的人是少的。
Even though there are few who answers his call today.
我们虽然几次三番的来抗拒他的呼召。
Even though we often reject his call.
但他的呼召从来没有停止。
But he does not stop his call.
他从来没有放弃我。
He does not give up on us.
他乃是忍耐我们，宽容我们。
He is patient with us and shows mercy to us.
仍然给我们机会。
He still gives us opportunity.
我们知道彼得在加利利海边第一次被主来呼召。
We know that Peter was called by the Lord on the Sea of Galilee the first time.
他那一天整夜劳力打鱼无所获。
That night he has labored all night trying to catch fish, but he didn't get any.
主显神迹，给他打到满满两船的鱼。
The Lord showed a miracle and let him catch two boatloads of fish.
彼得扑倒在主面前说。
Peter fell prostrate before our Lord and said,
主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Depart from me, for I am a sinner.
主在那个时候第一次的呼召他。
At that time, the Lord called him for the first time.
他听见主的呼召，撇下一切跟从主。
He heard the Lord's call and forsook everything and followed the Lord.
但我们知道彼得失败了。
But we know that Peter failed.
他三次否认主。
He denied the Lord three times.
甚至到主复活以后，显给众门徒看了以后，他的心里面仍然是灰心的。
Even after the Lord has resurrected and has revealed himself to many disciples, Peter was still in despair in his heart.
于是他那一天又回去打鱼。
Therefore, he returned to fishing.
这在约翰福音二十一章。
This is in John chapter 21.
还是在加利利的海边。
Still on the Sea of Galilee.
还是在那边打鱼。
He's still fishing there.
还是一无所获。
He still didn't get anything.
那一天主再一次向他显现。
The Lord revealed himself to him once again.
再一次显出神迹。
Once again showed a miracle.
主要彼得想起在几年前他是怎么遇见主的。
The Lord wants Peter to remember how a few years ago how he met the Lord.
主是如何呼召他的。
How the Lord called him.
他又是如何撇下一切跟从主的。
And how he forsook all and followed the Lord.
那一天主又一次的呼召他。
That day the Lord called him once more.
熟悉的夜晚。The familiar evening.
A familiar evening.
熟悉的海浪。
A familiar sea.
熟悉的渔船。
A familiar boat.
熟悉的神迹。
A familiar miracle.
还有那熟悉的声音。
And a familiar voice.
那个声音说。
That voice said.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我。比这一切更深吗？
Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这一切更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
彼得轻声地说。
Peter softly replied.
你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know that I loved you.
主说。
The Lord said.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
永远不要感觉说主已经离开你。
Do not feel that the Lord has left you.
不要感觉说主已经丢弃你了。
Do not feel that the Lord has forsaken you.
主永远不离弃你。
The Lord will never forsake you.
他永远不放弃。
He will never give up on you.
刚刚我们博饼聚会有弟兄姊妹祷告， 他爱那属他的人，他就爱他们到底。
During breaking of bread, some brothers and sisters prayed that he loved those who belong to him and he will love them to the end.
请我们永远要记住。
May we always remember.
从来不是主拒绝我们。
The Lord has never rejected us.
乃是我们拒绝了他。
It is us who rejected him.
乃是我们离弃了他。
It is us who forsook him.
不管我们的光景如何。
No matter what condition we are in.
他仍是宽容我们。
He still shows his mercy.
他还在这边呼召。
He is still calling us.
你爱我比这一切更什么
Do you love me more than these?
盼望我们都来被他的爱深深地摸着
May we be touched deeply by his love
听见他柔声的呼唤
That we hear his soft call
起来回应他的呼召
And rise up and answer his call
最后一点
The last point
回应呼召的人
Those who respond his call
第一点被震醒而悔改的人
The first is those who repent after being shaken and awakened.
主说我震动了地也要震动天。
The Lord says, I will shake the earth and also the heaven.
神要借着震动显出我们属灵生命中的问题。
Through shaking, he will show us the problems we have in our spiritual life.
震醒我们看到这些问题。
He will awake us so that we can see these problems.
好叫我们。能够悔改转向他
so that we would repent and turn to him
我们来看出圣经我们看历代之下第七章
Let us look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7
历代之下第七章
2 Chronicles chapter 7
第十四节哦十三到十四节
Verse 13 and 14
十三到十四节
13 and 14
我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land.Or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
这里讲到三个灾。
Here it speaks of three plagues.
我实在感觉每一个灾都是一个震动。
I indeed feel that each of these plagues is a shaking.
每一个灾都是一个深深的光照。
Each of these plagues is a deep revelation.
第一个灾
The first.
天闭塞不下雨
The heaven is shut up and there is no rain.
这乃是讲到我们属灵的荒凉和苦难
This speaks of the desolation in our spiritual condition.
我们记得先知以利亚对以色列王曾经说亚哈说
We remember the prophet Elijah spoke to the king Ahab.
我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的人神起誓
I swear on the name of God the living God
God of Israel 这几年我若不祷告必不降露不下雨
If I do not pray then there will be no rain and no dew
在那三年当中以色列国遭遇干旱遭遇饥荒
And we know that during those 3 years The kingdom of Israel endured famine and drought.
不是以利亚造成那个荒凉的。
It is not Elijah who caused that desolation.
乃是以利亚借着祷告不祷告要显出以色列国真实的光景。
But rather through not praying, Elijah revealed the true condition of the kingdom of Israel.
借着那三年的不下雨。
Through that 3 years of drought.
要告诉以色列国人。百姓和亚哈王
to tell the people of Israel and also King Ahab
他们在那个属灵的荒凉里
that they are in the spiritual desolation
弟兄姊妹现在今天活在一个属灵极其荒凉的时代
Brothers and sisters, today we live in an age where it is a spiritual desolation
弟兄姊妹我们何等的荒凉
Brothers and sisters, how desolate we are
你看到你自己的荒凉了吗
Do you see your own desolation?
你看到你属灵生命已经枯干了吗
Do you see that your spiritual life is dried up?
我记得我刚刚信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed the Lord.
我祷告会流泪。
When I pray, I would shed tears.
读经会流泪。
When I read the Bible, I would shed tears.
走在路上唱一唱诗歌会流泪。
When I was walking on the street and I sing hymns, I would shed tears.
到聚会中没坐下多久，当前面的那些年长的弟兄姊妹唱起诗歌的时候，我会流泪。
When I come to a meeting and those elderly brothers and sisters, when they sing, I would shed tears.
我记得我当时每次唱起这一首诗歌，我心中就会流泪。
I remember during that time, every time when I sing this hymn, I would shed tears.
主，你是我最知心的朋友。
Lord, you are my.
You are the best friend.
You are my best friend.
我记得我当时对神的话语如饥似渴，读了又读。
At that time, I was hungering for God's word. I will continue to read.
我想你们都理解我在说什么。
I think you understand what I'm saying.
我今天说的不是流泪。
I'm not speaking of shedding tears.
乃是说有一个人，那个人心里面有活水。
But there's one person, and in that person, there's living water.
有生命的供应。
There is a supply of life.
有圣灵的感动。
There is the moving of the Holy Spirit.
常常与主亲近。
Often draw near to the Lord.
我想我们每一个重生得救的人。
I think every one of us who's born again.
都有过起初的爱。
We have that first love.
也都经历过属天的平安和喜乐。
And we experience that heavenly peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你今天的光景是如何的呢？
What is your condition today?
你上一次被圣灵感动，被主的话滋润，和主有亲密无间的交通，是什么时候？
What is the last time you were moved by the Holy Spirit and you had deep fellowship with the Lord and you were supplied by the Lord?
是昨天？
Was it yesterday?
是几个月前吗？
A few months ago?
是一年前？
A year ago?
还是好几年前？
Or several years ago?
甚至十几年前？
Or maybe more than a decade ago?
还是几十年前？
Or many decades?
我们今天何等的苦干？
Today we are so dry.
何等的疲乏？
We are so weary.
何等的贫穷？
We are so poor.
我们看到自己这样的光景，我们还能够自我满足下去吗？
When we see our condition ourselves, can we still be satisfied?
我们还很骄傲吗？
Can we still be proud?
那我们实在是瞎眼。
Then we would be blind.
今天谁要站起来说，神，我要悔改。
Today, who will stand up and say, God, I will repent.
我不能再让自己这样枯干下去。
I cannot continue in this dryness.
我不能再让自己荒凉下去。
I cannot continue in this desolation.
我不满足，我不甘心。
I am unsatisfied.
我要祷告。
I will pray.
我要恳求神降下雨来。
I'll ask the Lord to send rain.
再一次来滋润浇灌我枯竭的心。
To once again irrigate my dry and hard heart.
让主的爱再来感动我。
That His love will once again move me.
让他的话再来激励我。
That His word will once again constrain me.
今天又有谁愿意起来为教会祷告？
Who will rise up today and pray for the church?
为教会的荒凉，求神降下雨来。
For the sake of the desolation of the church, pray to the Lord to ask for rain.
第二点。
Second.
蝗虫吃这地的土产。
The locusts devour the land.
这是讲到我们虚度的年日。
This is talking about the days that we have wasted.
我们来看约珥书。
Let us turn to the book of Joel.
约珥书的第一章。
Joel chapter 1,
第一章第四到第五节
verse 4 and 5.
茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。酒醉的人呐，要清醒哭泣；好酒的人呐，都要为甜酒哀嚎。
What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth.
我们就不读英文了，我们看第二章。
We'll look at chapter 2.
第二章第二到第三节。
We'll read verse 2 and 3.
那日是黑暗幽冥密云乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山林。有一对蝗虫，又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也必没有。他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽。未到以前，地如伊甸园；过去以后， 成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能躲避他们。
A day of darkness and gloom.
不用读英文
了。Oh, we're not reading this in English. We don't have time to read this.
然后读二十五节。
Verse 25.
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、蚊子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。我们知道，在我们面前有许多的见证人。
We know before us there is a cloud of witness.
我们从他们那边领受了丰盛属灵的产业。
We have received from them a bountiful supply of spiritual inheritance.
我们自视我们听的乃是最纯正最深高深的道。
We have heard a lot of correct and deep messages.
我们的追求看着何等的丰富。
Our pursuit seems to be very bountiful.
我们有很多的聚会，我们有很多读经，我们有很多的交通。
We have a lot of meetings, we have a lot of Bible studies, and we have a lot of fellowship.
但今天我们要看看我们的生活。
But today we need to look at our lives.
我们在地上所度过的年日又是如何呢？
What are the days that we live on this earth?
我们是不是所领受的如同伊甸园？
What we are getting is that like the Garden of Eden.
而我们的生活却成了荒凉的旷野。
But then our life is like the desolate wilderness.
我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹，包括我。
Some brothers and sisters, including myself.
我们都差不多二十岁，甚至有些人二十岁不到就到这个聚会里面。
Many of us came when we were in our 20s or maybe even before our 20s.
我们现在有些已经三十了。
Some of us are 30, in our 30s.
我也快到三十了。
I'm almost also 30. I'm also almost 30.
我记得我刚来的时候，伟修头上没有那么多白发。
I remember when I first came, Brother Benjamin did not have so much gray hair.
我记得 Andrew 的头发还要再多一些。
I remember Andrew still had some hair. Still had more hair.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们信主这么多年了。
Brothers and sisters, we have known the Lord for so many years.
有多少的年日，有多少的光阴，我们可以说。我没有虚度了。
How many days can we say that we did not waste?
可以说我学到了真实属灵的功课吗？
Can we say that we have truly learned spiritual lessons?
有多少的事情，当我回头看的时候，实在是被蝗虫、蚂蚱吃掉了。
When I look back, there are so many years that have been eaten by swarming locusts.
我们有多少的时间浪费在了宴乐中、安逸中？
How many days have we wasted?On pleasures and eating.
我们浪费在了埋怨中、苦读中。
Or perhaps we wasted on our bitterness and complaining.
我们浪费在了吵吵闹闹当中。
Or wasted in our revelries.
我们是不是为了自己一点蝇头的小利，还要继续计较下去呢？
Perhaps for our own little amount of gain, we will still argue with others.
我们学了多少真实十字架的功课？
How many true lessons of the cross have we learned?
我们舍了多少的己呢？
How much of ourselves have we given up?
年复一日，日复一日，年复一年，我们在这里聚会。
Day after day, year after year, we gather here.
我们付了多少的代价？
How much cost have we paid?
留在这里。
To stay here.
难道我们甘心这样继续浪费光阴下去吗？
Do we really want to waste this time?
难道我们要等主回来以后，我们才后悔吗？
Are we going to be waiting for the Lord's return and then have regret?
我们甘心我们继续贫穷下去吗？
Do we want to continue in our desolation?
我们甘心我们的生命没有真实的改变吗？
Do we want to have no change, no true change in our lives?
今天有谁要起来说，主，我要悔改？
Who will rise up and say, today, I will repent?
我要向主祷告说，主啊，求你可怜我这个罪人。
I'll pray to the Lord and say, Have pity on me, I'm a sinner.
求你赎回我的光阴。
May you redeem my time.
我不管别人怎么看我。
I don't care what other people see me as.
我也不管别人怎么藐视我。
And I don't care if others belittle me.
我要在你面前有真实的建造。
I want to have true building before you.
最后是瘟疫流行。
Finally, there's the plague.
这个乃是讲到我们属灵的死亡。
This is speaking of spiritual death.
并且这个死亡的蔓延。
And the spreading of this death.
这个瘟疫讲到两件事情。
This pestilence speaks of two things.
一个是讲到死亡。
One is talking about death.
一个是讲到传染。
The other is talking about
being contagious.
Contagiousness.
属灵的瘟疫是从哪里来的？
Where does spiritual pestilence come from?
是从我们的罪和肉体来的。
It comes out of our sin and our flesh.
哪里有罪，哪里有肉体，哪里就带进属灵的死亡。
Where there's sin and where there's flesh, then that brings in spiritual death.
并且罪和肉体是会传染的。
And sin and the flesh is contagious.
就好像病毒一样，一传十，十传百。
It is like virus that one can spread to 10 and 10 to 100.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在我们聚会中有属灵的死亡吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we see spiritual death amongst our gathering?
因着我们里面的悖逆。
Because of our rebelliousness within.
因着我们有罪不肯放。
Because we have sin that we are not willing to let go.
因着我们肉体不肯对付。
Because we have flesh that we are not willing to deal with.
我们就带进属灵的死亡。
Then we bring in spiritual death.
有谁不会犯罪呢？
Is there anyone who will not sin?
有谁不会发肉体呢？
Is there anyone who will not express the flesh?
今天的关键是，我愿不愿意去除掉，我愿不愿意不去扩散这个影响了。
But the key today is, am I willing to get rid of this? Am I willing to contain and not let it spread?
还是我们任凭我们自己，放任我们的罪和肉体，让这个病毒在教会里面传播？
Or do we abuse our liberty and let this virus spread in our church.
我们若任由自己极度纷争，让自己充满死亡的味道。
That we would have jealousies and fits of rage and be filled with the smell of death.
你同他争。
You were contending with that person.
你放任自己的极度和争竞。
放任。
You express.
You express your
jealousy and your competing heart.
You're expressing your jealousy.
你把这个肉体像病毒一样传到那个人身上。
Then you're spreading your flesh like a virus to the other person.
本来这个人他还好好的。
That person might have been okay before.
结果他突然中招了。
And this person is now caught your virus.
他也跟你开始争。
And then this person will start contending with you.
这个人不舒服就找了另外一个同伴。
And this person will now find someone else.
去抱怨。
To complain.
那个人也中招了。
Then that person is now also caught the virus.
属灵的死亡就在我们身上。
Spiritual death will start in our life.
结果是谁都走不了这条路。
The end is that no one can walk this way.
谁都爬不起来。
No one can rise up.
谁都瘫在那里。
Everyone's paralyzed.
我记得当以色列人在旷野里面悖逆的时候。
I remember the Israelites when they were rebelling in the desert.
神就让瘟疫在他们中间发作了。
God allowed the plague to spread amongst them.
摩西让亚伦拿着金香炉走到那发瘟疫的民中。
Moses asked Aaron to carry the golden incense and walk into the midst of the plague.
为百姓赎罪。
To atone for the sin of the people.
为百姓祷告。
To pray for the people.
有今天谁看到自己乃是在属灵的死亡中呢？
Is anyone who sees that you are amongst spiritual death?
看到教会里面的罪和肉体的瘟疫呢？
You see the plague of sin and of the flesh amongst the church.
愿意进到这发疫瘟疫的人中间向主祷告。
You're willing to enter into the plague area and pray to God.
我愿意从属灵的死亡中走出来。
That I'm willing to get out of the spiritual death.
我愿意悔改。
That I'm willing to repent.
我不要再做一个悖逆的人。
I don't want to be a rebellious person.
我要拒绝罪和肉体在我身上的势力。
I will deny the power and dominion of sin and of flesh on my body.
靠着主的恩典与肉体征战。
Through the Lord's grace, I will battle with sin and flesh.
有谁今天可以立定心志说我要离开罪恶，离开肉体？
Is anyone today who can be determined to stand up and leave sin and the flesh?
我不要再活在死人之地。
I do not want to live amongst dead people.
我要把生命带进来。
I want to bring in life.
我要止住这一场瘟疫。
I want to stop this plague.
有谁愿意这样祷告？
Is anyone willing to pray this way?
有谁愿意这样悔改？
Is anyone willing to repent this way?
有谁今天听见主的呼召？
Is anyone who hear the Lord's call today?
愿意自卑祷告寻求主的面。
Willing to humble yourself and to seek the Lord.
他必要 睁眼看,
He will look and He will hear. He will heal us.
第二点,
Second point regarding those who respond to His call.
瓦器和瓦器里的宝贝,
treasures in earthen vessels.
我们来看哥林多后书第四章,
let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
因为时间的缘故, 我只跟弟兄姊妹们读一节。
Because of time constraint, we'll only read one verse.
第四章第七节,
Chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力, 是出于神, 不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我觉得我们有一个错误的观念。
We have a false impression, conception.
我们觉得得胜者是特别的基督徒。
We think that overcomers are special Christians.
是特别得胜,特别刚强,特别爱主,特别有恩赐和能力的人。
They're especially victorious, especially filled with grace, especially filled with God's power.
但相反的,得胜者并不是特别的人。
But the opposite is true, overcomers are not special people.
他们乃是瓦器。
They're earthen vessels.
他们乃是最普通的人。
They're the most normal people. And they know their own corruption within. They know their own failures.
他们看自己是个瓦器, 乃是低下, 乃是软弱的。
They see themselves as earthen vessels, base and of no use.
我们看到神在教会当中, 乃是向这样的人呼召。
We see that God is calling to these people.
在启示录里面我们看到, 他是向那一群软弱失败的人呼召。
We see in the book of Revelation that he's calling those out of those people who are weak and those people who have failed.
但是他们虽然看到自己的软弱,
even though they have seen their own weakness,
但他们看见里面有个宝贝,
but they see that within them there is a treasure.
这个宝贝就是主的自己,
this treasure is Lord himself.
他们虽然是失败的,
even though they are failures,
但他们知道得胜乃在乎主,
that they know that overcoming is dependent on the Lord.
他们虽然是软弱的,
even though they're weak,
但基督是他们的刚强,
but Christ is their strength.
他们虽然是愚拙的,
even though they are foolish,
但基督是他们的智慧,
but Christ is their wisdom.
虽然他们虽然是污秽的,
even though they're filthy,
但基督是他们的圣洁,
but Christ is their holiness.
正如保罗在这里讲,
just like Paul says here,
我们心里, 我们四面受敌, 却不被困住,
we're hard pressed on every side but not crushed.
心里作难,
we're perplexed, but not in despair.
他们乃是越经过艰难,越经过不可能的环境。
When they face difficulties and more persecution and difficulties,
越是被困住,越是被击打。
When they are hard-pressed and when they're struck,
他们越是被打倒,他们的瓦器就越发的破碎。
The more they're struck down, the more brokenness of the vessel,
他们就越发经历那里面宝贝的奇妙。
They can more experience the marvelousness of the treasure within. Then they can see the excellence of the power of the treasure. So they can treasure God Himself.
Then
they're more willing to give themselves to the Lord so that they can experience even more breaking. Today, how much do we treasure our Lord?
主就多宝贵我们。
How much God or the Lord will treasure us?
江弟兄说, 主再来的日子像贼临到一样。
Brother Kong shared with us that the day of the Lord is like the thief.
贼来乃是偷走家中最宝贵的。
The thief comes to steal what is most precious in your house.
因此我们看见不是这个瓦器宝贵, 不是这个人宝贵。
So we see that it is not this earthen vessel that is precious or this person is precious.
乃是因着他宝贵, 在他里面的那个主。
Because rather it is because he treasures the Lord that is within him.
弟兄姊妹,你看见自己不过是瓦器吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see that you are but earthen vessels?
还是你觉得自己比较宝贵?
Or do you think that you are slightly better?
你觉得自己比较特别呢?
Or you think you're more special?
你觉得比别人要好呢?
Or you're better than others?
你还想保全自己吗?
You still want to keep yourself whole?
你还想爱惜你自己吗?
You still want to treasure yourself?
你还想让你自己成为至宝吗?
You still want to turn yourself into a treasure?
因为我们越过, 越气节我们自己。
As days go by, may we let go of ourselves even more.
越宝贵主。
That we will treasure the Lord.
最后一点,
final point.
好像明光照耀, 将生命的道彰显出, 表明出来。
that we could be lights in the world and hold fast to the truth.
这句话
是
在腓立比书二章十五到十六节，我就不读了。
This is the, come from Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 and 16, but I will not read it.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天黑夜已深，白昼将近。
We know, brothers and sisters, today that the night is dark and the dawn is about to come.
主已经告诉我们，在他回来之前，那个夜是最深的，那个黑暗是最厚重的。
We know the Lord has already told us that the moment before He returns, the night is the darkest.
正如挪亚的日子，罪恶满了全地。
Just like in the days of Noah, evil is throughout the land.
人终日所思想的都是罪。
Whatever they think of is evil.
这正是我们今天所生活的日子。
That is the situation that we are in today.
最近我感觉，在这样的时候。
Lately, I feel that during this time, we should not hide ourselves.
也不是我们自保的时候。
It is not a time for us to protect ourselves.
黑夜越深，我们
the darker the night,
我们越要站住。
The more we have to stand firm,
越要为主发光。
The more we have to shine light for the Lord.
越发要将生命之道表明出来。
To hold fast to the word of life.
如同明光一般。照在这黑暗的时代。
To shine as light in this world.
这个表明有两个意思。
There's two meaning here.
Hold forth.
Hold fast.
Hold forth.
Hold forth.
Yeah, hold forth. 这个 hold forth 的意思有一个是持守，另外一个就是发表。
To hold forth means to hold fast and to bring forth.
我们不能只是一时的发表。
We cannot just manifest at one time.
我们乃是要一直持守住。一直来发表。
We have to persevere and continue to manifest.
我们一面要向世人做美好的见证。
On one hand, we have to be good testimonies before the Lord, before the world.
我们应当起来传扬福音。
We have to rise up and preach the gospel.
我们一面要传扬，一面要活出基督。
On one hand, we have to preach the gospel. On the other hand, we need to live off Christ.
在亲人、朋友、同事面前做见证。
To be testimonies before our coworkers and our family members.
一面我们乃是要继续来传扬主的真道。
On the other hand, we have to continue to preach the word of the Lord.
继续来走主的道路。
To continue to walk the way of the Lord.
让更多的人不但能够得救，而且能够认识主的道路。
So that more people not only would they be saved, but also to know the way.
能够羡慕主的道路。
To admire His way.
盼望有更多的人因着我们的爱主，因着我们的付代价。有更多人也能起来爱主。
By our willingness to love the Lord and be willingness to pay a cost that others can also love the Lord.
最后我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Finally, let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
上个礼拜伟修已经跟我们读过这件事情，所以我今天就不详细读。
Last week, our brother Benjamin has already read this passage, so I will not read it carefully.
那是以赛亚，他在震动中看见神坐在高高的宝座上。
When Isaiah was shaken, he saw God seated high on the throne.
他看见神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
他深深被光照。
He was the light shined in him.
他说：“祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。”又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
He said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips."
他看见自己何等的污秽。
He sees how unclean he is.
并且他看见自己所在的乃是一个罪恶的国度。
And he sees that he is in an unclean kingdom.
乃是在一个极深的黑暗里。
He is in a very deep darkness.
那主亲自把他洗洁净了。
But the Lord cleansed him.
并且主呼召他。
And the Lord called him.
他说我可以差遣谁呢？
The Lord says, who can I send?
谁肯为我去呢？
Who will go for us?
他起来回应说，
And he rose up and said,
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here I am, send me.
主说，他们要听是听不见，他们要听是听见，却不明白。
The Lord says, they will hear, but they will not understand.
他们要看是看见，却不晓得。
They will see, but they will not. They will not understand.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的服事是一个不可能的服事。
Today our service is an impossible service.
今天我们要做的见证 是最艰难的见证。
The testimony we are to bear is the most difficult testimony.
但以赛亚在这里说，我在这里，我在这里。
But Isaiah here says, "Here I am, here I am."
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
有没有人听见主的呼召
？Is there anyone who hears the Lord's call？
有没有人看见这时代的黑暗
？Is there anyone who sees the darkness of this world？
有没有人看见这时代服事的艰难？
Is there anyone who sees the difficulty of serving this generation?
仍然愿意起来回应主说，主，我在这里，请差遣我。
Yet will still be willing to rise up and say, Lord, here I am, send me.
照我们的本相，得胜者的路，我们是走不上去的。
According to just who we are, we cannot walk the way of the overcomer.
但主今天不看我们能不能。
But the Lord does not look at whether we can.
来看我们愿不愿意
，But rather if we're willing，
要不要起来回应
？Are we willing to rise up to respond？
今天回应的责任是我们的。
The responsibility of responding to His call is on us。
得胜乃在乎主。
And the victory is according to Him。
我们若愿意起来，把自己毫无保留的交在主的手中
，If we're willing to rise up and without reservation give ourselves into the Lord's hand，
他要负我们一生的责任。
And He will take care of us all the days of our lives。
今天这个交通就听到这里。
I'll end my sharing here.
求主激励我。
May the Lord constrain us.
弟兄姊妹，我没有觉得我比任何人要好。
Brothers and sisters, I do not feel that I'm better than anyone else.
乃是主在呼召我们。
But it's the Lord who's calling us.
我们都是瓦器。
We're all earthen vessels.
但是主说，我们若愿意起来回应。他要献出他那莫大的。
But the Lord says, if we're willing to respond, then He will show of His excellence, greatness.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是向我们说话的主。
Because you are Lord who speaks to us.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is dark and the dawn is about to come.
那感谢你还在呼召我们。
Thank you that you're still calling us.
你还没有放弃我。
You have not given up on us.
你还给我们有时间。
You still give us time.
能够转向你。
So that we can turn to you.
主啊，凡有耳可听的，都应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
主啊，愿我们是一个听见你的话，起来回应你的人。
May we be a people who hears your word and rise up and respond.
主啊，你知道今天回应你的人是少的。
Lord, you know that those who respond to you are few.
但主啊，愿我们心中有一个祷告。主，你莫把我漏掉。
May Lord, but may we have a prayer within. Lord, do not pass me by.
主啊，愿我们听见你震动的声音。主啊，我们在现在这个时候，主啊，我们能够起来做你的见证。
When we hear the sound of your shaking, may we in this day rise up and be a testimony of you.
愿你复兴你的教会。
May you revive your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.